Epilogue. America today is a National Socialist's dream come true. Individuals are computerized, databased, logged, and categorized. Video cameras, motion sensors, metal detectors, and spy satellites monitor our movements, while think tanks and foundations study our every habit. We are constantly bombarded with official pronouncements and advertising. Television is everywhere, in bars, waiting rooms, airports, and usually constantly on in our very living rooms. In our fast-paced society, no one has time to think, much less read deeply. Business, especially corporate business, is king. Giant corporations, governed by faceless directors answering to shadowy owners, control everything from water to wingnuts. Even the time-honored profession of soldiering has been usurped by private corporate armies like Blackwater, in 2007 already being accused of becoming America's version of the Nazi brown shirts. Meanwhile, the American taxpayer is footing the bill, even though, as convincingly shown in Aaron Russo's 2006 documentary, America, Freedom to Fascism, there is no law requiring Americans to pay an income tax. Of course, the IRS, through its myriad rules and regulations, can drag into court and even jail those who fail to fulfill voluntary compliance. Fascism's principles are wafting in the air today, surreptitiously masquerading as something else, challenging everything we stand for. The cliché that people and nations learn from history is not only overused, but also overestimated. Often we fail to learn from history, or draw the wrong conclusions. Sadly, historical amnesia is the norm, stated author Dr. Lawrence W. Britt in an article for Free Inquiry, a long-standing publication of the Council for Secular Humanism, which promotes secular humanist principles. Following a careful study of the regimes of Nazi Germany, Fascist Italy, Franco's Spain, Salazar's Portugal, Papadopoulos's Greece, Pinochet's Chile, and Suharto's Indonesia, Britt concluded that these fascist governments had observable similarities. Analysis of these seven regimes reveals 14 common threads that link them in recognizable patterns of national behavior and abuse of power, he noted. These basic characteristics are more prevalent and intense in some regimes than in others, but they all share at least some level of similarity. Britt's 14 characteristics of a fascist regime, many sounding ominously close to what's happening today in the United States, include